This is Sarah Pearson, and you're listening to the Emerging Artist Series, only on Mike FM. And today in the studio, we are joined by the three lovely members of The Damn Truth. I hope I'm not going to get in trouble for saying the D word on air. We have The Damn Truth. We have Leela and Tom and David. Thank you so much for being here today. How's it going?
Thank you very much. We are missing one member. Dave is our drummer, and he couldn't make it today.
Oh, it's too bad.
Yes.
You know, interestingly enough, drummers usually in studio interviews tend to be the ones that have the least to say, even though in a sense they seem to know the music better than everyone else. Yet last month, there were several occasions where the only person I interviewed from the band was the drummer. It was fascinating.
Right on.
Speak.
Oh, yeah, our drummer actually has a lot to say. It's great.
Good.
Yeah,
well, that's good. You know, we need drummers' opinions in the
Absolutely.
World. Leela, tell us about, let's start at the beginning, your music. How did you form as a group?
Tom and I have been playing together for about 5 years now. And we actually, we were doing acoustic music for a while. And always with the vision and a desire to form a full band. And we sort of had a couple of musicians working with us, different bassists, drummers. And just the way things work, that they just don't work at all sometimes. And we finally found Dave and David. It was probably about a year and a half ago. And ever since, it's been love at first sight.
Well, there's such a cohesiveness to your music. It sounds so refined. Maybe that's partly the excellent studio work that you've done. But there's a rich quality of both the acoustic elements and the roots elements, the folk, your voice, which is so strong and so expressive. And you sound like a real ensemble. Like, it sounds like you have found the right combination,
Absolutely.
The right fit.
Absolutely. We believe that truly.
So you have an album that just got released, a record that's about to come out.
The right word.
Okay, tell us about that. How long of a process was it to make your album?
It's not that long, actually. Like, it seemed long because, like, some stuff got recorded in, like, let's say, like, three different times, you know, in places.
Okay.
It's about, since basically Dave and I have been playing together, bass and drums, like, together, like, for about, like, 10 years. Tom and I have been together for, like 5-6 years.
Oh, okay.
So, like,
okay.
You know, things took a little time to gel, but not that much. And so the rhythm section was already so tight. And they were so tight. So, like, in my head, it's not that long of a process. So for some people, maybe like a year and a half might be long. But, like, it came together pretty quickly. Like, our sound is, like, becoming, like, clearer and clearer as we go along, you know.
Oh, that's interesting that you guys have separately been playing together for many years, that there's a long history there. Do you find...
Yeah, we're like two old couples, actually.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
That's kind of lovely. It's like one long extended musical double date, right? So it's everyone's main project right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. This is what we dedicate our love and time to, absolutely.
Okay. Who's the main songwriter?
So far it's been Tom. Leela's been pitching in. I'm pitching in more and more. But Tom would have been the main songwriter so far, absolutely.
You're the main songwriter. Tell us about your songwriting process. Have you been writing for a really long time?
Jesus, yeah, I guess I've been writing music for a while, but I don't know what to say about the process of songwriting. Some songs, they just seem like they appear out of nowhere, and some songs, they take a bit more work.
What has made you want to write songs and have Leela sing them instead of having you sing them? Do you sing much yourself?
Well, I got a voice of a frog, so it was obvious that Leela should sing them and not me.
But that's so interesting. It's rare that we have songwriters that, at least it's rare that within a band, the songwriter is also not the front man, is not the one singing them, because songwriting so often is such a personal thing. Saying, oh, I have this story I want to tell and I want to be the one to tell it, you know. Writing and performing the lyrics?
Well, I guess so, but Leela and I have been playing music for so long that I feel that she has the right voice to my stories, maybe. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times, because we've been playing and we've been together for so long, it's I think that most of the songs are mutual stories that we went through together.
Mm.
But really, when I look back at a song that I wrote or I listen back to it, that's probably the right way to say it. I listen to a chorus or just a phrase of lyrics, and I try to go back in my head to like that moment where those lyrics and melody came together to form a song. And I never remember that moment. So in my head, it's kind of like, it almost feel like I didn't really write it. The song was just there and I just kind of grabbed it out of thin air.
Yeah, you hear that a lot. It's sort of a beautiful way of looking at it, that it doesn't belong to you alone. It's coming from elsewhere. That's really great. Your music is, like I said, just such a beautiful fusion of different influences and really polished and professional sounding as well. And I'm excited to hear your record when it's done. It sounds like it's going to be, from what we can hear already, it sounds like it's going to be a really strong album full of good stories. Yeah, so you're going to be performing at Acoustic Nights with Melina Su Chen,
right,
on the 14th. That's definitely something not to miss. It's a great series. We've had a lot of artists from Acoustic Nights on this show already. Tell us about any other upcoming performances that you might have, anything that we should take note of.
We're going to be playing a little bit around Ontario for the next couple of months, but our next show in town would be January 25th at Casa Popo. We're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a bunch of guests and some special things happening, and it should be fun.
It's such a great venue, too. And that information, of course, is available on The Damn Truth's website.
Absolutely.
Which is thedamntruth.com. And you'll find lots of information about their personal lives up there and a really long, lengthy bio. I'm just kidding. What they lack in words, they make up for in beautiful music. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
I'm really looking forward to playing this next track. It's called Just a Reflection, and it's going to be on your upcoming record. When can we start to begin to expect that release?
I've been expecting it from last year, I think, but no, I'm just kidding. All the songs are kind of written. It's now just the technical side of recording it and mixing and stuff like that. I think in a couple of months we should be good to go.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. Well, thank you so much. Best of luck with the final haul and your tour coming up and your upcoming shows. And we'll see you in the hood.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. You're listening to Just a Reflection by The Damn Truth, only on Mike FM.